All right. It is Broker Boys. We put the broke in broker. We are not financial advisors. None of this is financial advice. Don't take any of it as such. But if you do must know, from the day of this recording, Sunday, Coinbase is having its IPO in 3 days. So the main cryptocurrency exchange. So check that out if you are so inclined. As always, not financial advice. This episode's going to be all about cryptocurrencies. So let's just jump right in. Cryptocurrency is a decentralized digital asset designed to work as a medium for exchanging money to these coins that can hold value. And so why does cryptocurrency have value, Derek?
Basically, it has value because it's just way that you can transfer money. It has money. It's valued just like a stock would be valued, in a sense where instead of owning a partial share of a company, you own an actual legit coin. It may not be physical, but it's just a way of saying it's like I own a gold bar or a silver bar, in a sense where this is just it's a digital currency compared to something that you can go to the bank and pull out, you know. But now in 2021, we're getting closer and closer and closer to where you can actually start using Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as ways to buy things and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, it's just relative to actual money. It trades very similar to the stock exchange, except that it doesn't actually shut down from 9 to 5, like, or after 9 to 5, like the normal stock market does. So that's a little bit more scary because, you know, if you think about when you sleep, there's still people in the world trading cryptocurrency. So, you know, things could happen overnight that are sometimes unpredictable or sometimes really good without your control, you know. It is cool because it is always available. So say you're in a pinch and you have cryptocurrency, you need to cash out your money. You can cash it out 24 hours a day and get your money instantaneously or within a few minutes. Some blockchain transfers take longer than others, but it's a neat thing. It's really cool. There's people that have been investing heavily for a long time. If big name hedge funds and people like JP Morgan and Chase Bank are saying to put a small percentage of your long-term holdings into cryptocurrency, then this must be a big thing because those guys wouldn't talk about it like that years ago. You know, in 2017-18, they all said it was a hoax and that it wasn't going to be a big deal and that things weren't going to start changing. But I'm a full-on believer in that it is going to be a big deal, and it's going to be a matter of what you physically own, not your actual net worth. In my personal opinion, moving forward, like, do you own your house? Do you own your car? Do you own land? How many of this coin do you own? Or how many of this thing do you own? You know, physical things. You know, I reference baseball cards in a big way because baseball cards are making a huge comeback right now in the trading market, in a sense where we've seen some of the most rare cards resurface and get sold or traded or changed hands in the last couple of years. So it's a neat thing to look into as that. If you're in the trading game, cryptocurrency is a very big thing. I actually have a list of things to look for when you're trading cryptocurrency. Pull this up. This is not financial advice coming from me, but I am a full believer in your long-term money should either be in Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin, one of those three. And then if you want to make money, you invest in altcoins that are branched off from their main lines or their main blockchains.
Yeah.
That's how I believe in it. And one thing you should know about cryptocurrency, don't trust anyone. Like, don't trust us, don't trust your best friends, don't even trust people on the internet. That's probably the worst place to trust people. The thing about it is that, you know, everyone was going to seem like a friendly thief and tell you where you to put your money and what to do. And a lot of these people just there's a lot of speculation in cryptocurrency. You know, there's a couple times I've invested in a cryptocurrency and the company disappeared the next week. So I don't even know where my money went. You know what I mean? So just don't do, always do your own due diligence when it comes to a cryptocurrency, and don't believe just what you read on the internet. Physically go and do your own research. You know, is this a legit thing? Is it on multiple exchanges? Is it a pump and dump scheme or
Dogecoin?
You know, some stuff like that. Like,
I love Doge.
You have to be very careful. You should always equate your value of your portfolio into either Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin. Those are like the three big coins that I believe in that'll be around for forever. They just have the best built systems around them. If you have your account equal to what you hold in those cryptos, not saying you have to hold them, but equal or tradable into that, you'll see yourself learning and winning and having better winnings instead of looking it into US dollars or things like that. Because it's more about how much of your one coin transfers into these bigger coins, because these are the ones that are going to get the first shot at being used in the US markets for open funds and stuff like that. I always like having a little bit of either Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin in my account when I'm trading, because it's easier and faster to trade to and from Bitcoin than it is to trade to and from US dollars. And it also doesn't get as much taxed because it's trading, it's inter-exchange trading compared to you depositing real money and stuff like that. But those are just a couple tips that I like to look forward to. There's actually a really good list on Reddit. If you guys go on to cryptocurrency, there's a really good list on there. Guy lists about 25 things about what you need to know before getting into trading cryptocurrency. One thing I just like to talk about too is the volatility of it. You know, it's all like trading penny stocks where one day it could go up and the next day go down. So I'm a big fan of always taking my profits. So if I don't think the coin is going to be a long-term play or last long, I'm constantly watching my tickers and making sure that I'm taking my profits when I feel comfortable taking them.
Okay. Tron? What do you have to say about cryptocurrencies? Are you even interested in all in cryptocurrencies as the poorest one of the group?
Well, I'm interested in cryptocurrency, and I have like a little bit in like Bitcoin. And I think Bitcoin's going to be big because Bitcoin like has a capped number of coins that's ever going to be in existence.
Yeah, 21 million.
And 2041. The last one will be mined.
And then with people who like aren't able to ever log in or access that, like due to forgetting about the password, death, just all sorts of like life things that happen.
Yeah.
That coin is going to just continue to go up in value. And then with like Granddaddy Musk and like other places be openly talk about accepting it as currency to buy their products and stuff, like Bitcoin looks really good. As he was saying with Litecoin and Ethereum too, like I like those. I don't think they'll ever be as big as Bitcoin, but I do think that they'll be like very usable. And I plan on in the next few years, like, you know, getting more financially stable where I could travel the world and other parts of the world that's not in the U.S. actually does use crypto for like real currencies and real goods and sales and services.
Yeah, I mean, imagine buying, you know, a fruit from a third world country using like Dogecoin. It's like, hey, I got these little Shiba Inu.
Well, I don't think it would be Dogecoin in that area. Honestly, like just talking, I think it would be more like Ethereum or there's a couple other like smaller coins that are like specifically made for like those type of countries.
I mean, like one of the weird coins that I've had my eye on for a long time is Decentraland. It's actually a video game, and you can get these coins and then like buy land. It's like any of those MMORPGs where you can buy like actual like planets.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, and with their coins going up in value, like I'm like, oh, okay, Jesus Christ. Decentraland, you are making a run for it. But yeah, I mean, and I don't have that much trust in Doge, But Doge is a runoff of Litecoin.
So I just like Doge because I like the meme, and I've had Doge since the beginning. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I just want to buy some. And I this is absolutely not financial advice.
Yeah,
I mean, but like I've put every couple of weeks or months, I put a couple of dollars into Doge. Now I took out a lot of my my positions over the spring break and whatnot.
Yeah,
but I'm getting back into it again.
Yeah, I mean, if you bought like a crap ton of Doge like way back in the day, back when it was like a tenth of a cent, that's now 7 cents. So
yeah, you probably made money off of it.
Yeah, but those people like already dumped their stocks, and now it's a bunch of dumb people on Reddit.
There's no until they change the way their coin is mined or used or developed or some things, there's no physical use ever in the future of Doge. The owner of the company has said this. So people out there that hold it, not financial advice, just be careful.
Well, I like having it because like that's the first thing I liquidate whenever I need money. And so like if I have like $5 in there and then like I happen to liquidate it when it's on a high, then yay, I liquidated and made money.
It should be one of those things where if you want to learn how to day trade, buy and sell Doge all day long. Because you can.
That is true when you say it
like
that.
The ticker's great. It's highly traded. It's very volatile. You can see trends. You can see all kinds of charts in and out of that coin. I bought. Oh God, I don't remember how many shares.
Oh, today's return on my Doge is $4.50. Hell yeah.
See, there you go. $4.
A long time ago.
That's like two wraps.
Yeah, I'm still down.
2018. Total. I think I had like a half a million shares in Doge or something like that. Some crazy amount. Like just some insane. But I only spent like $50 on it. Like I threw $50 on it because a friend told me to. And do I regret not holding it till now? Yeah. Sure, but I also bought a car, so it's okay, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
the thing about cryptos is until there's worldwide usage and this is accepted as a currency, like you can't spend your Bitcoin. Like, no matter how cool it is to buy a Tesla with your Bitcoin, you shouldn't do it. Like, the gambling sites that use Bitcoin as your funds for gambling. Don't do that. Like, unless you're a profitable gambler, you're throwing away your Bitcoin that you may never ever get back. You know, it's just something that you got to buy and hold. Like, I hate to sound like a boomer, but this is the most boomerish advice I could ever tell you. Don't sell your Bitcoin. Just hold on to it.
Buy more.
Yeah. Hold on to it like you've never held on to anything else before, because eventually there's not going to be any available. And then the first person to sell it is going to scrape the market. They're going to be the one that'd be like, you know what? $120 million per Bitcoin. Who wants one? And then someone's going to buy it.
Until no one wants it. Yeah.
I don't think there'll ever be a time now that it's like flirting with 60K now. You know what I mean? That's showing ripe signs of 100K.
Oh, it's already gone north of 60K. But
I'm saying, but I didn't look at it today, but it's around 60K. And that's what we're 4 months in. So every 4 months it jumps $10,000. That means in 2022 it'll be worth $100,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Coinbase is 59,931.
Yeah, so the new bottom is probably 57-ish. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things. Crypto is very volatile. It's not a bad market to get into. If the stock market stresses you out, crypto is going to make it even worse.
Yeah, it is very dangerous. And
but the companies that are using Bitcoin right now and are trying to get you to spend their Bitcoin or like that crypto.com Visa card, don't do any of that. Don't, because they want your Bitcoin, because those guys are going to hold it until 2041 and then they're going to be the dude selling it. So think about it that way. Would you rather be the dude selling Bitcoins or the dude trying to buy Bitcoins? You know what I mean? And that's what you have to think about, because that, like, why would Elon Musk put, 30% of his company's stake down in Bitcoin?
Yeah, he bought, like, over, like, $1 billion in Bitcoin. It's crazy.
Right. As a not him, as Tesla. Tesla bought it. It wasn't him. It was just Tesla so he could start using it as a fungible way to buy his cars. Like, if that dude is doing that with not just his personal account, but his company's account, that means that dude knows something's up. You know what I mean? And
something is definitely up.
Yeah.
Get Bitcoin.
If the hedge funds are saying, hey, you need 1% of all your holdings should be in cryptocurrency, then these people are like, unfortunately, it's too late on those bigger coins to start holding large amounts unless you got large money. But you can start making money on these smaller coins to increase your holdings without investing your own money. So you buy these altcoins, and then you just transfer those altcoins into Bitcoin through the wallet and through the blockchain. And that's how you do it. So you don't have to cash out your US dollars. You just transfer it. And that's why you shouldn't use Robinhood, because you can't do it on Robinhood. Use a real exchange, at least a real crypto exchange.
Yeah, like I use Coinbase for my crypto exchange.
Yep.
Back in the day, Binance wasn't available.
Yep.
But you can use Binance, I think, in like 42 states here.
Yeah, you can use it. There's a couple really good ones on the internet.
Kraken is another good one.
Kraken's good, but it definitely takes some knowledge and some time on YouTube to teach yourself how to use it if you don't know how to do the right stuff. Because you fuck up and send some dude your cryptocurrency, he's not sending it back. You know what I mean? One thing too, I don't think, like, not again, not financial advice, but you shouldn't hold more than 10 to 15 coins ever. It just takes too long and too much time to keep track of what's going on in their movements in that many coins. It's not like a stock market. These things trade 24 hours. So,
I mean, you can if you want. You know, we're not saying don't do this, but it's
very hard to keep track of 10 coins moving 24 hours a day. It's very hard to keep track of. It's even harder to keep track of 15, and even harder to keep track of 20. So definitely one of those things where when I was heavy into crypto in 18, 19-ish, before I dove back into the stock market more, I didn't hold more than 10 coins. 10 was my max of what I was watching on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I mean, I supremely regret not getting... Like, I had a Coinbase account, like, way, way back in the day, to the point where I got, like, a free 5 cents for opening my account in Bitcoin. And, like, years ago, I cashed out for $40.
That's crazy. And everyone's got a story about it. That's the thing, too, is when you're done with a coin, say you trade the coin, you take all your stake out of it, delete it off your portfolio.
Yeah, don't ever look at it ever again, because you're going to cry.
Recommend that with stocks, too. Once you do your thing.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Like,
it's hard if you play options and you own a stock as well as the option you play.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, I knew a guy. Well, I know a guy. You know, and we got to, you know, chit-chatting about, like, GameStop and cryptocurrencies. It's like, oh, dude, like, I have, like, 2 Bitcoins. I'm like, oh, dude. Log into your account and check that, you know, make sure. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, he comes out all sad. He's like, I'm like, so? He's like, well, I got into my Coinbase account, and I forgot that I transferred all of it to Ethereum.
Oops.
I'm like, damn.
Probably a bad play, but is it probably not the smartest play?
Well, I mean, he would, you know, have like $120,000 right now.
Yep.
That he'd have to pay taxes on if he he could use that money. He's like, oh man, I'm gonna go tell my wife, and you know, like, yeah.
Another cool thing that you can do with cryptocurrency is you can actually lend your crypto to these companies, and they will use your crypto to trade and mine, and then you can get profit back, and it is extremely profitable, but it is extremely dangerous. You have to find the right companies to do this for. I don't remember the name of the company that I used once, but basically I lent them my Ethereum for 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks I had almost an extra coin from Ethereum because of how much they were able to use and trade and mine with mine, which is at that point in time was only $400, but still. highly recommend looking into that, because it is something neat where, you know, your long-term Bitcoin could be sitting around and doing stuff, or you could be helping these people that are these big Bitcoin mining farms, helping them use your coins to make yourself more coins and make them more coins. So definitely something to look into. There's a lot of companies that do it. Be very careful. Be very, very, very careful who you send your cryptocurrency to, because it may never come back. So just be very, very wary how you do this. But we're talking 25 to 50% gains every time I did it before. And it's probably only gotten even more astronomical now, because there's such more, there's more value in mining right now than there ever was. So.
And like, some of the concerns that a lot of people will have is, you know, you'll see on like NBC or whatever that, you know, oh no, these coins have been used on the Silk Road to buy drugs or prostitutes or guns or all that. And you'll see that, and it's like, how, you know, can you ever speak on that?
I kind of see it as a good thing. I know it sounds bad, but that means that it's being used. The coin's being used. I know the wrong people are using it, but that means that they're willing to transfer their funds with that coin. So, and it's working. Just saying, that's a big deal.
I mean, like, for the most part, you're going to need a,
obviously, you know, it's a private, obviously, yeah. Obviously, the legal side of things, we're not backing on this show. We're not about anything illegal.
Don't, you know, do anything illegal. Don't, but
you have to think about this as a big term, big time thing. Think about that these people could no longer trust just cash. They could no longer trust people.
Well, yeah,
because
that's
meeting.
Traceable when wire
that,
money.
And they're losing trust in individuals, like finishing the deal that they've had, and now go to a digital currency. And like, if you don't see how cool that is or how important that is for the future of things, like, it's a big deal. I mean, it's one of those things where like, it's, don't get me wrong, I don't like the illegal side of things. I don't think it should be used for that. But if you take that out of it and look at what these dudes are doing, they're developing another way to transfer money legally.
All I'm saying is, funds. You sound like a heartless corporation right now. You're like, yo, I can see the good the bad side, but you're just
saying. Every bad thing.
No, and I'm not saying it's a negative. I'm just saying it's funny because, like, I'm like, oh my God.
Does the
how,
good
like,
outweigh the bad?
like this is just like, if a corporation was a human right now speaking for itself, that's how it sounds.
Like,
listen, like what you're
I know
saying.
We broke a bunch of laws to get here, okay? I know we did, but we're here now.
And look what we did
it's
for
working.
The civilization.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
did we mess up a couple cities along the way? It's cool. We'll rebuild them. We'll try again. It's fine. Maybe not the cannibals. We'll let those guys go.
It's just all funny.
But
it's cool.
It's true. But you have to think about it. You have to think about it like that. Should anything like this be created for legal use? Zero illegal use should be.
I mean, cash is used to buy illegal drugs too.
Right, exactly.
So it's not like.
Right. But you know, if you can think about it though, like, back in the day, to transfer $50 million, we're talking weeks. Like, that thing has to go from the bank. Then it's got to go to the clearing agency. Then it's got to go to the other clearing agency. Then the government's got to stick their nose in it. And then it's got to go to the other bank. And then get your hands on it. Here, dude's like, hey, Tron, I just sent you $50,000 through Bitcoin. Cool, man. Thanks. Hopefully they'll be here in a few minutes.
Oh, it's going to take a little bit longer than that. Move that much Bitcoin, because it does need to get mined.
Right. But it is one of those things where, like, it's that kind of thing is what I'm talking about. Is like, you don't have to go through all the steps. You can just do one step. Money, transfer.
And then you have to make sure you get that wallet address.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct, because holy shit. If you get it off by one, it's a long string of digits.
Yep. And I recommend having at least 2 to 3 wallets, not financial advice, but at least 2 to 3 wallets, because you don't ever want to have an issue with a wallet getting stolen, a wallet getting hacked, a wallet go missing or something like that, and losing all of your portfolio instead of like only some of it. Yeah. And I don't recommend keeping all of your holdings. Your long-term holdings should not be in exchanges. It should be off in your wallets. It should not. Only the money you're going to trade with should be on the exchange.
Yeah. You can have a private wallet that no one can touch.
Safety first. Always safety first with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, because I don't think these cryptocurrency exchanges are insured.
They're not FDIC. They're not backed by the. I mean, they're backed by the BBB because of the business. Like, they have to be accredited.
Yeah,
but you're not insured. So,
yeah, if they get hacked, you're kind of SOL.
I mean, ask what was that? Cryptopia. We're still trying to get our money back from Cryptopia.
Yep,
it's been 3.5 years. We're still trying to get our shit back.
I have 500, maybe 1,000 Doge that I bought at like 0.003.
Okay. That account before it went down, I think my account was just over $1,000. So I don't really know.
And then I had some Bitcoin in there, like not coin, but like I think I own like
shit,
half
man.
Of
I had probably 10,000 Electronium on there.
Yeah.
Shit, I got 10,000 Electronium on the Electronium app, but I can't take it off because it's just a wallet.
Yeah.
And they're not on any good exchanges.
Yep. Same.
Stupid.
Damn. That's why, you know, you do your DD and make sure that it's a...
For a long time, Electronium was the jam. That was the juice that we were all getting into. We were all drinking it. And then all of a sudden, they're like, we got taken off this exchange. And we got taken off this exchange. And then all of a sudden, they dropped from like a penny to like a half a penny. And then it was to like a tenth of a penny. And then it was back up to like a half a penny. And then they came out with this cloud mining app that they realized, I think, that too many people were signing up for it. And they actually weren't going to make money off this cloud mining app or like their uses. So they switched it to like an AnyTask app. So now you can get paid in Electronium for doing things. Cool idea. Cool concept. But like I've been running this cloud miner and updating it every day for like 2 years, and all of a sudden I can't get my Electronium off of it. I'm not happy about that. I put a little bit of work into this. Just like I'm using this other one. It's called Pi. It's called PI. It's a company out of Stanford is creating this new cryptocurrency. And supposedly when they hit exchanges, it's gonna be worth like $8. So I've been mining it every day or every couple of days. I have to reset my miner up to like 800 coins or 1,000 coins. But like there's no news ever of when they're going to go to this. So
I'm going to check it out. Why not?
Yeah, who knows?
But
they said it's going to be $8 to $16 a coin when it hits. I'm like, yeah, fucking right. You wouldn't be giving me a free miner if this was going to be worth it. Fuck off. You're about to make, you know how many people are about to make millionaires? You have no idea. It's going to be like 16 cents.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's still.
Just don't ever believe the hype. If you just do your own diligence. And just make sure.
I believe the hype of GME.
You're
well. I will say, crypto. You is really don't believe the hype. Where like, what's called stocks is more of a hit or miss. Crypto, you have to do so much more of your DD because everyone's out. Like you said earlier, don't trust anyone.
Friendly thief.
Yep. Don't trust Reddit. Don't trust Elon Musk. You know, Doge is a pump and dump.
Yeah, because Elon first said pumped up Doge, and then like, nope, and then it went back down. Like, it was crazy.
Yep, so just don't believe anybody. If you want to go into it, go ahead and go into it. If you don't, like risk,
it's
stay
the
away.
Future, man.
It's a few. Yeah, I mean, it could be. Like, you know, Bitcoin could go up to $1 million. And if you know... buy like $50,000 right now, you could have $1 million.
So,
or you can have nothing. The government decides to make it illegal.
I got advice from a family friend's parent in 2016-ish, 17-ish. I asked him about buying out. excuse me, buying a house with solar panels on top of it. And I asked him about cryptocurrencies and asked him what he thought of electric cars. And this person said, solar panels are a waste of money. Cryptocurrencies is for fools. And we'll always be using gasoline. My man has been wrong on those three things so badly. It's ridiculous. So that's why you can't trust anyone when it comes to certain things.
Old solar panels were not that great. Newer ones are a whole lot better.
But the house I was looking at, they were already included in the price, though. They were paid off, solar panels.
Oh, shit.
So they were just going to be added value on the house and free electricity. So like that's why when I talked to him about it. And granted, I didn't end up having enough money to do the house thing or whatever, but... it's just one of those things where it's like this person said those three things and they couldn't be more wrong, you know? Whether you believe in cryptocurrency or not, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be here. It's going to do things. People will use it. People, a lot of people like it because they don't have to worry about using it like the stock market.
Yeah, I mean, or if your current currency in your own country has gone to shit, which does happen.
Yep.
And like, I don't want to speak on it too much because I don't know too much about it. I think like Venezuela and like India, it happened. But you know, don't quote me on that. But yeah, if your currency is like now trash, then guess what? You'll still have that cryptocurrency. It's like, hell yeah.
Yep. Some extra money.
So, but thank you all for listening and, check us out next week and, check me out on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. Alex the Truck. I barely post. I do mostly Twitch. I don't even Twitch that much. We got Trawny Wani over here.
Yo.
Silent One. And then we got the Bearded Yeti.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. So check us all out. And thank you all for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Later.
Later.
Peace.